Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful December 6th, 2020. Tis the Christmas season. Coming up on the Krusty Canuck podcast, the question is, who do we believe? With all the hype going on in the world today, really, who do we believe? All that and more coming to the podcast. Stick around.
Hit it, sweetheart. Because I am hard, you will not like me. There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthy.
This is the Krusty Canuck Podcast, a Canadian veteran's point of view on politics, social, economic issues, and life. Here's Krusty.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful December 6, 2020. Politics, social issues, and life. Well, let's see. What's been going on the past week in the beautiful, beautiful, great north here? Let's see. More lockdowns, more government sanctions, more people coming out saying, oh, we're not the bad guy. We're innocent. Oh, we're doing this for the benefit of safety and everything else. Well, let's see. We know what the infection's real. We know that the pandemic's real. Yes, I'm not denying that. There might have been a few episodes back around February and March where I was speculative on what's going down, based on also hearsay and word salads that were given to us by our infamous leaders, you know, the great know-it-alls, the people that know what's really good for us Canucks, right? So, but before I begin, viewer discretion and listener discretion is advised. I tend to drop some bad words. So if you're sensitive and don't like swearing, then this podcast is not for you. And this is not meant for children. And if you like what you hear and see, by all means, please click like, give me a thumbs up. Don't forget that little ring the bell there on the YouTube. And that way you're notified when new content comes your way. And click like, comment, and share around, please. And please consider checking out my store, Customized Girl /S/ Krusty Canuck. Get yourself some Krusty Canuck swagger. And I've also had the Buy Me Coffee application there on the subscribe and donate. So if you feel like donating in a secure format, Buy Me a Coffee is a great way to do it. You know, accepting donations and all that. Tis the season. Things are tight for everybody. I know I'm not going to sit and beg for cash, but if you do like and hear what you see, please consider supporting this podcast. Anyway, carrying on more with our infamous leaders and their wisdom. You heard me last week spiel on about Brian Pallister and his infinite wisdom. Now, the True North, the historian him, Andrew Lawton there, well-rounded individual, articulate guy. We may disagree on some politics, but I like his broadcast there on the True North media platform. Quite the critic, so I highly suggest you check the link out in my description in regards to what Mr. Pallister said in his assessment. Of course, sitting there trying to jerk a tear and making it look like, you know, I'm doing this for your safety and I don't want to cancel Christmas and boo-hoo-hoo, woe is me. We know how that routine goes, right? And what gets me is that half these politicians that are making these decisions are turning around, gallivanting around the country at their own free fucking will, at the expense of whatever provincial taxes and federal taxes alike, while dictating to us plebes and us little people, yes, you should stay indoors and keep yourself protected and all this stuff. Yeah, well, where I'm training right now, I'm training to be a driver and trying to get my life in order, trying to keep food on my table, to keep myself, my wife, keep a roof over my head, just like other Canadians are too. And all that traveling I'm doing to train is costing me money. Now, I've had a dip into my savings. Okay? That's understandable. We're all doing it. I'm not the only one doing it, too. Based on some people I've talked to and some of the emails I've had, a lot of people have had a good chunk of savings tucked away, and the past 8 months, it has dwindled and dwindled and dwindled. Not just for yours truly, but I'm assuming for you, your loved ones, people you know, etc., etc. And yet the powers that be are still sitting around waiting for some kind of suggestion when they should be making the suggestions. Now, I'm also going to add a link that Pierre Poilievre put on his page there on Facebook on how Christopher Freeland more or less is trying to dictate to people what they should do with their hard cash in the name of stimulus. Now, what I read and what I felt, what I understood basically of what she was saying is that the people that are somewhat well off or people that somewhat have savings, She didn't specify exactly what kind of bracket people were in, but we'll just say people with savings. So that means you, me, whoever else is listening, people that have, you know, put their money away the best way they could, might be subject to a stimulus order or stimulus reach. Now, my understanding of that is where the government's going to raid your bank account, take the cash, and do what the hell they bloody well want with it, all in the name of stimulus and helping out your fellow brother and sister. Yeah. So I'll leave the link there in my description, and you decide. While recording this, before I started recording this today, I was watching the news with my wife, and I got so angry. I got so bloody angry because it just seemed every story that was coming out of the presenter's mouth just seemed so bloody disingenuous, so bloody phony, and so bloody depressing. Okay? Now, what gets me is that the past few weeks, the Great Reset's been on everybody's minds. You know, from politicians weighing in to liberal goody-two-shoes weighing in to our American friends, to our British friends, to Australian friends, even some South African people. I just subscribed to a channel today called FMF, Free Market Foundation. And there was a gentleman there who made an incredible speech about what he saw and what he heard from these aficionados like Klaus Schwab, who wants to have papers, jawohl, and Prince Charles. You know, Prince Charles, yes. And all this bullshit wisdom that they're trying to ram down people's throats. So I'll leave some links in the description about that too. So I want you, my listeners and viewers alike, to decide for yourselves. And when I hear all this crap about who do we believe when it comes to masks and safety, I'm lost. Honestly, I was shopping today, actually, you know, and the sign was up there. Mandatory masks in effect. So luckily I had a mask on me. Great. Okay. Carried on about my business, you know, in a store where there are only like 75 people allowed at one time. Like that magical number is going to stop something. And like the mask is going to stop something. Because you're seeing more and more people wearing masks. And yet all of a sudden there's more and more cases. How's that working? Okay. And now there's more and more cases going on with other lockdowns. You know, it was more happening in Manitoba, more happening in Ontario, and now more happening in Alberta, and then BC, and then the high Arctic as well. Cases, okay? All these bloody cases coming and going. And for what? For what fear? You know, for what control? So is the reset going to be real? Are they going to implement some kind of mass injection, mass vaccination? You will take this needle and like it, jawohl, and if you don't have proof of immunization, we will give you proof before you ever produce your life again, yeah? This is all just sounding really creepy to me. This is all sounding manufactured, and who do we believe, ladies and gentlemen? Please tell me. Reach out to me at KrustyBKnock67@gmail.com. You can find me on Wimkin, Parlay. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook alike. And if you like, please write me a letter or two. I'll enclose my mailing address to the Krusty Canuck to the Krusty Canuck podcast. And please send me a card, send me some swagger, send me a note or two, because I know we all appreciate a good piece of mail other than something from the government or something from a bill collector or something from utilities service. So, hey, please give me a shout. Let me know what's on your mind. You know, 'tis the season, ladies and gentlemen. But in a positive note, I saw a story today about Kids That Care, I think, out of Calgary. And they did an amazing thing. They put together, they did a little fundraiser on Facebook there. And they put together something about $1,000 worth of groceries for the Veterans Food Bank out of Calgary. Now, I like sponsoring those guys because I've actually had conversations with them. They're down-to-earth people, ex-veterans. And some of them grew up in a military household, so they understand the lingo. And on a positive note, I give my salute to those kids in Calgary. So if anybody in Calgary is listening to this right now and they know any of those children or teenagers that put together those packages, that put together that fundraiser for Veterans Association Food Bank, from the deepest, darkest holes of my heart, thank you very much for what you did. As a veteran, I take pride in knowing there's people out there that have done that for our brothers and sisters who've done their due diligence for this country. So well done to the kids at CARE in Calgary. Thank you very much. It's duly noted. And maybe sometime in the future, I'll have something for you guys on my show. Or maybe I'll send a package your way, too, for your caring and consideration and standing on guard for thee to help our fellow vets out. So hats off to you kids out there. Well done, you know. But back to Who Do You Believe? It's getting harder, ladies and gentlemen. It is getting extremely hard because it doesn't matter what faith you have in this politician or what faith you have in this medical practitioner or what faith you have in this system or that system. It's getting to a point where our freedoms are being compromised. They are. They are. Well, and there are people rolling their eyes. They're up in arms. And of all the Carls and Karens out there, the snitches, there's actually people out there that are encouraging you to tattle on people if they're not social distancing or if they're not wearing their mask, you know? Right? And is it really going to help? Honestly, right? You're going to hire people to snitch on you. You're going to hire people to snitch on your neighbors. And I'm just curious, what are going through these politicians' minds that make such bold decisions for our benefit? How is it really going to help this crisis? When you encourage anxiety, how is it going to help this crisis out? When you encourage snitching, tattletaling, basically. What else is a snitch? Huh? How is that going to help? How is that going to straighten the curve or lengthen the curve, whatever fucking terminology you want to use to manipulate the masses? Right? Now, I'll wear a mask. Fine. I will comply. I will wear a mask. I'll keep one on me. But once I'm outside, I'm taking the mask off. And I'll sit and I'll joke and I'll smoke and I'll talk to whoever the fuck I want to outside. Okay, but we're getting to a point where we're starting to lose a lot more than just little freedoms here and there. Right? Opioid crisis has gone through the roof. Depression has gone through the roof. Suicides, ladies and gentlemen, suicides have increased almost tenfold since the beer bug has influenced these so-called leaders to make these rash decisions. Okay. Now, I have a question to my listeners out there, and listeners like and people who have heard this podcast the first time or second time. Please email me at crustybcanuck67@gmail.com. Tell me your story. If you have come across this beer bug and survived it, done the two-week quarantine, been checked out, all that good stuff, please let me know. Anyone out there who has gotten this beer bug, please email me, tell me your story, because I want to hear more stories from people that have survived this, who have gone through it, who have had the proper symptoms, who've had shots or have had medicine given to them to curb this. Please tell me your story, okay? We're not hearing enough of that out there. We're hearing all about all these cases and all these people that are passing away. I was listening to the Angry Canadian there yesterday, and on his channel there, he was talking about a man in BC who was 104 years of age. And his cause of death was the beer bug, right? Cause of death was the beer bug. Not the fact that he was 104, not the fact that he was in a long-term care facility for the better part of 10 years. It was lickety-split, the beer bug, right? Is that genuine science? Is that genuine medicine? Hey, of course, you know, 104 years old, living that long and a little infection. Okay, I can see that would increase complications. But do you not think old age would factor in that somewhat too? Plus any other condition that he might have had that put him in that home for the better part of 10 years? So since he was 94 up until his demise, and God rest his soul, you know, I'm not trying to belittle the dead here, but whatever happened to practicality and common sense? No, it won't go with the initiative. It won't go with the narrative, right? Of course. So we have to think otherwise, don't we? Okay? I don't know what to think, ladies and gentlemen, other than Shit shows are coming. And I think something is in the works where some people might get hurt. More to follow after a word from my sponsors.
This is Brian Boucher, the new CEO of Kanawha Gold Corp. We have gold at 99% purity with discounts ranging from $100 up to $200 off the ounce. This is the right place to buy, from 2-gram cards to 400-ounce bricks. We have any quantity of gold you are looking for. We also sell by the ton, not like your ex-wife. Visit us today at kanawhagold.com, CANUND gold.com.
In October of 2015, Lindsay Robbins, like many of her fellow Canadians, was struggling with the turmoil of mental illness. The ups and downs of what she was going through was shaping her realities, and she longed for structure. As luck would have it, that structure presented itself to her in the form of gardening. And through gardening, Lindsay had an awakening that led her to create Produce for Heroes. Lindsay realized that our veterans were going through their own mental struggles, and through her own experience, she realized the power of community. By desiring to help the way that she had been helped, she has created a program that provides relief to veterans. Her food program, which aims to provide veterans and their families relief from the stresses of food insecurity and help alleviate the cost of living for those that have sacrificed so much for their country. Whether it's through directly contacting Produce for Heroes or through a friend's referral, all veterans and their families living in Canada are welcome. By shining a light on the struggle of veterans and their families, Lindsay is hoping to get her fellow Canadians to hop on board and support Produce for Heroes and our great veterans. If you or a veteran you know needs help, produceforheroes.com is a great place to start.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can reach Scott and Brian at kanungold.com and reach out to Lindsay at Produce for Heroes. The links will be in the sponsorship section of my description. Yes, so as the commercials were being played for you, my lovelies, I came across that Chrystia Freeland statement from Pierre Poilievre, the MP finance critic of Her Majesty's opposition in Canadian Parliament. So I'll just cue it up here and you guys can listen to for yourselves. I'm basically on her word salad and what we're going to be doing with our money. So it's about 1:09 long, so bear with me.
I want to thank you, first of all, for really zeroing in on the preloaded stimulus idea. None of us have a crystal ball, but economists like Ben, like Doug, have been pointing out that some Canadian households, and it tends to be the better off households, do have quite a lot of money that they've saved because there hasn't been that much to do in the pandemic. And certainly it would be great if that money could go towards driving our recovery. And I want to make an offer now to all of your listeners. If people have ideas on how the government can act to help unlock that preloaded stimulus, I am very, very interested. Maybe, as Doug Porter was suggesting, it happens by itself. That's the best case scenario for me. But if people have ideas on how we can really, you know, try to unleash that, and particularly unleash it in the parts of the Canadian economy that really need support, tourism, hospitality, domestic services, let me know.
Okay, well, I'll let you know offhand there, you pint-sized twat. How about you take a 20% pay cut, for starters? That'll probably save the Canadian taxpayer about $11 million. Okay? Secondly, that'll also give you stimulus and give you a sense of reality because, you know, all these so-called people that are sitting around because they have nothing to do and they have all this money saved. Oh, why don't we just give it to the government to help the stimulus? Right? Oh, to help tourism. Well, you've canceled that because you've put restrictions on travel in this country. Oh, to help out the service industry. And yet you've sat by and you've watched all these provincial candidates and wankers alike shut down restaurants and shut down services. You want to stimulate the economy. So basically what you're doing is you're telling us to let's start giving more to the government while you give more away. Not fucking likely, you pint-sized you-know-what. See you next Tuesday. Honestly, what kind of crap is that? How can you trust that? Like I say, ladies and gentlemen, who do you believe? Who do you believe? When you have people like that making decisions, people that are elected, don't get me wrong. Yes, she was elected. She was elected in her riding. I think of York Center, or is it Yorkville? I forget. It's a small little district in Toronto where a lot of well-to-doers call the shots because they got to guard their dollars. Yes, I'm not against anybody who makes money in this country. I encourage people to make money in this country. I encourage a free market. Okay? Let some of the have-nots become the have-ees, ladies and gentlemen. And the people that have worked hard to have shall not be compromised, regardless of what Mr. Or Mrs. or Miss the pint-sized, you know, little leprechaun finance minister with a degree in business journalism telling us what to do. Anyway, tell me what you think. CrustyBCanuck67@gmail.com. Or you can find me in Wimkin. You can find me in Parlay. You can find me in the MeWe application, too. Reach out and say hello. Send me an email, CrustyBCanuck67@gmail.com. Facebook, you know, even comments on YouTube and Podbean alike. Give me your thoughts. Share this comment around. Share this content all over the place if you can. I'm still kind of cringing after hearing. I've heard it before. I just wanted to explain it to you guys out there in podcast land. Like, just total buffoonery. Right? And there are people in this country that are just lapping it up. Just love it. Oh, yes. They can't do any wrong. They're looking out for our best interests. Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Best interests. Where tell us where to go, where to walk, where to talk, where to feel, what to buy, what not to buy, and what to do with our coin. So you can see how this reset is starting to creep up and affect all our lives. What are we going to do, folks? Like I said, I have stressed numerous times, I do not want to see violence in this country. And to quote Frank P. Vaughn, we have to be more articulate. And yes, he's right. We have to have a little more articulation. We have to keep the doorways of dialogue open. We have to really debate this without worrying about the so-called cancel culture that's out there to get everybody who doesn't walk the line, right? Like those four employees at Penguin House Publishing who wanted to, you know, raise hell because Jordan Peterson's releasing another book, right? Or actors that don't walk the line, or musicians that don't walk the line. Enough of this crap. Let's start canceling the cancel culture. Let's start promoting more resilience, more determination, democracy, and free market, and basic liberty for you and me. Okay? And of course, another news that brings me the whole Ellen Elliott Page issue. I've said numerous times, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care how you live your life. I don't care what gender you are or what gender you think you are. Do it well. Do the best of your ability. You know, but just because you have long hair and you have feminine features and you roll your hair up into a hat doesn't make you a boy. You're not Pinocchio. You can wish all you want. But that's all I got to say about it. That's not at all transphobic. That's not at all any kind of phobic or xenophobic or whatever hate buzzword speech fucking philandering bullshit you're going to promote today. Okay? It's not hateful to say that. I don't care how people live their lives. Do it well to the best of your ability. Do it on your own accord. Build your own merit and flourish. That simple. Yeah, it's so difficult for so many because there are people out there, whether they're 10 years younger than I am or 20 years younger than I am or a few years older than I am, do not understand that basic fucking concept of personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. And I'd say we have to take that responsibility even more so now because of this shit show called the beer bug, the pandemic. Right? And this whole vaccine issue. All these countries have these vaccines except for Canada. Well, do we know if it even works or not? So that's the thing. Let's rush to get the needles in our skin. Let's rush to get here to soothe the panic. And then what? Right? Like I said earlier, the opioid crisis is going on. There are suicides, depressions, divorces, people losing their jobs. And yet they're worried about a handful of vaccines. There's a bigger picture, folks. bigger monsters out there to slay. Prepare our swords. You know, like we get a, I'm dumbfounded. I don't know what else to really think when it comes to who do we believe anymore. So we got to start believing each other, for starters. Start looking at your neighbors. Start looking at the blue-collar folks around here, where they have that tax bracket, where they carry the weight for a lot of people. But I'm not saying give all your money away because the government says so, or what Krista Freeland said there earlier. Hold on to what's dear. Lock up your cash. Lock up your valuables. Lock up your assets. Stand high. Stand proud. Right? Stand for this country. Stand for the good of humanity in this country. There's nothing wrong with thinking of your fellow man in other countries, but like I've said numerous times in this podcast before, I think about Canada, and I want Canadians to flourish. We can worry about the world later. Let's worry about what's going on here right now. Okay? It's obvious we're being lied to. We're being led by the nose hairs to believe these terrible things, right? And yet there's been proof of politicians gallivanting all over the country to do this, to do that, to dictate this, to take that, to buy this, to sell that, to spend and spend and spend and spend. And for what? Progress? Since when is it progressive to go broke? Since when is it progressive to promote a recession? Since when is it progressive to blatantly promote a division? I don't know what else to say, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know who to believe anymore. Honestly, I don't. I've praised Aaron O'Toole for his victory as the conservative leader. I've praised Pierre Poilievre. I've praised Michel Rempel. I've praised Tim Moyen of the Libertarian Party, libertarians alike. I've praised the VCP party. You know, I've looked after many thoughts in regards to liberty and personal freedoms. But I'm not seeing enough real good opposition. I want to see more people out there marching. There's been people out there marching in Saskatchewan and Vancouver. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Liberty Talks has done some great coverage of that too. Odessa and her husband are doing a wonderful job at that. Hats off to you two. Great effing work. Frank P. Vaughn has done some wonderful things. Canada Pauly, his channel is phenomenal. My buddy in the States, Fred Stockman, is doing some great work, getting the words out there, getting people to start thinking for themselves. Well, like I say, the last thing I want, ladies and gentlemen, is violence. We don't need gratuitous violence. We don't need businesses being smashed and destroyed. We don't need public property being smashed and destroyed. We don't need monuments of our history to be smashed and destroyed because some kid's feelings are hurt because of what happened back in 1905. We don't need that. What we need now is understanding history so we can all learn from it. All the good, all the bad. We need to understand. What we need is leaders here, okay? This whole reset concept, this whole borderline socialist commie manifesto has got to go. Okay? We got to work together. Show a solidarity and unity when it comes to defending this democracy. When it comes to defending people's freedoms. Freedom to choose. Doesn't matter if you want to be a girl or a boy. Doesn't matter if you are a girl or a boy. Live your life. Okay? Don't expect special treatment because you say these key words or you identify. Expect to be treated like an adult, like a human being. That simple. You want a brand new car? Get out and work for it. Want a brand new home? Get out and work for it. Want a place to live? Want to fill your guts? You know what to do. Get out and find a job. Right? But even those simple things are being compromised as you speak too. So again, who do we believe? Like I say, let's believe in each other. We can do it. Like I've said in the last few episodes too, please get out there and help your neighbor as best you can, especially this time of year. Use the example that Calgary's Care for Kids or Kids That Care charity has done. Start with yourself. You know, neighbor's a little shy in some gasoline. Yeah, give him a few liters or give her a few liters. Neighbor's a little shy with some food this holiday season. Hey, give a bag of food. Give some groceries. You know, if you go to church, help your parishioners out. No. And that's another thing too. Like I've said too, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a religious person. I said so in the VCP interview I had there last week, and I've said to friends of mine, but Doesn't matter what faith you are in this country. Doesn't matter if you're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist. We all deserve the right to pray. Worship in any way we see fit. And even that simple thing is being compromised too. There are stories out there of people getting ticketed thousands of dollars for congregating at a church. Right? And these are orders that come from people that are health officials that were not elected, yet they can dictate powers to the police to tell them who to arrest and who to fine. So there's something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start believing each other. I don't believe half these clowns. Who knows? Maybe they might call an election in the spring. If they do, great. Because then I'll be running for the VCP if that's the case. But until then, we got to keep our heads up. And I'm not going to use the old British adage of keep your chins up, yes. Keep our heads up. Stand up for what's right and what's real. Yes, okay, sure, follow the law. You know, I don't want to see anybody get a ticket for not wearing a mask or for not social distancing. But let's start using our common sense. Let's keep using our common sense to do the best we can with what we got. And if it means you got to work a few extra hours, so be it. I do it. Like I say, I'm training in Edmonton, so I'm back and forth Edmonton all the time. I'm physically effing drained by the amount of driving I'm doing. But it's good training, and it's helping me. And it's going to help myself, my wife out, keep the bills paid and keep the lights on, keep the heat going. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to find the light. And we can do it. I know we can do it. You know, I remember stories my grandparents told me about the Great Depression and some of the hells they went through. And this is well before any internet or any mass electricity they had. You know, I think my grandfather didn't have plumbing until he was at least 17 years of age. So that's a start. That's an understanding. But needless to say, folks, we got to do what we got to do. And I'm not going to sit here and say it is what it is and we just carry on. No. We got to keep finding the truth. We got to ask the tough questions. Put these clowns on the spot. Okay? Heck, I still get phone calls from some members of parliament and their parties or their staff asking for donations. I just say no because technically speaking, I am not really working at the moment. Right? Well, I've had to live off some of my savings, had to live off my pension, get things paid, you know, and I hopefully, you know, you listeners out there can donate too, right? I'm not demanding it. I'll ask. If you feel like donating, please do, you know. You can just click the join on my YouTube page. For $1.99 a month, you get this content, plus you get accolades every time I do a live stream. So for $2 a month, that ain't bad, because $2 can't get you much, except for maybe a mediocre large coffee from the favorite coffee places we all know and love. Definitely not Star Pukes, but, you know, the other place. But still, you know, consider that as well, too. But I know we're all hurting, so I'm not going to demand cash from anyone, you know. I'm not going to be one of those fly-by-night or overnight sensations that want to douse my body in eggs and become someone's simp for the sake of OnlyFans, etc. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? No? Yeah, anyhow. But like I say, folks, please check out Frank P. Vaughn and Canadian Pauly and the Fred Stockman podcast, as well as check out Black Pigeon and TNC and Rebel News. Daniel Boardman has some great content. Aaron Gunn has some excellent content, too. And if you can, please check out the Green Hypocrisy series that TNC has put out there. It puts some real valuable insight on the whole climate catastrophe. Chicken Littles out there that keep saying the sky is falling when really it isn't. They just want more control of resources and your money. But like I say, folks, I know I'm kind of ranting on here, but it's just something's not right, and we can all feel it. You know, we all see the memes on social media. Regardless of believing conspiracies or not, we know in our souls something ain't right. Pardon my poor grammar, but you all get my drift, right? I think you all know what I mean and what I'm saying. But like I say, if you like what you hear and see, please give me a thumbs up, comment, like, and subscribe. Share the words around. Don't be shy. You know, subscribe to some of my donate pages there. Try the Buy Me a Coffee page. It's very secure. It's safe. And plus, if you give me, let's say, $2, I get that $2, not this 30% here and 20% there. It goes right to me directly. So please consider using the Buy Me Coffee subscription part in my donate and subscribe section of my description there. But now Christmas is coming, folks, so let's spread some cheer the best way we can. If you know a family that's in need, don't hesitate to help them out. If you know people in need, don't hesitate to give them a hand. Every little bit is going to help. Every little ounce of humanity that we can give to help people. Let's do it. Let's set a better example than these clowns that want to herd us into a certain containment or herd us here or herd us there. Don't buy the cancel culture bullshit. If some little kid on the left is screaming about his or her or they's or theirs or z's or zonk's rights being compromised, make him explain it. Make them prove it. And then carry on our blessed ways. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, I have been Krusty Canuck on this beautiful 6th of December 2020. I will be doing another live stream possibly on the 12th of December. So stay tuned to my community page for that. Keep an eye out and all that too. Please keep your questions clean if you come on and want to ask me some questions. I don't tolerate any belligerence or any racial or bigoted attitudes. I had to delete a couple of emails I got there from people talking anti-Semitism and crap against some personal friends of mine I didn't tolerate. So keep your anti-Semitic and your bigoted beliefs to yourself, because I really have no time for it. So that's just based on what I had there last week and some emails. A little surprised my mailbox that would just look pretty nasty. So don't worry, I didn't tell on the people. I just deleted their content and I just never bothered to respond to them. So keep your questions relatively clean, honest, and realistic, ladies and gentlemen, if you come into my live stream this 12th of December. Like I say, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I have been Krusty Canuck. And let's really stand our ground. Stand tall, stand proud. All right? And let's hope for the best and prepare for the worst. Like I say, you know, look after your friends and your loved ones. Do what you can to help each other out the best of our abilities. And remember, humanity and merit wins the day. And I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Sweetheart, because I am hard, you will not like me.
Oh, yes, sir.
There is no racial bigotry here.